Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ann Anderson on the value of the international marketplace for the beef industry in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. No doubt about it, exports of our beef into the worldwide marketplace, very important to U.S. cattle producers. And the work of the U.S. Meat Export Federation is supported in part by beef checkoff dollars. Ann Anderson is the chair lady of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and she says the dollars invested by the beef checkoff into the USMEF offers significant returns to U.S. cattle producers.
It has been very, very significant. But what we have to remember is two things. One, what we want to sell is U.S. beef, American beef, that's high-quality beef. Okay, that's our real niche in the marketplace. It's how we win against Australia, who's our biggest competitor. So we want to sell high-quality beef. But the second thing that's so important to our market is that we have a market for our offal products, okay, for hearts and tongues. And right now, we had a speaker this morning, he said, Egypt has long been our main target for livers, but Egypt isn't eating as many livers. We don't have any bad. We have to find a liver market, okay? and he said, well, he was hesitating to accept any more of these invitations because they all made him eat tripe. But if it got tripe to $1.50 a pound, he could go eat tripe, okay? But that's the product we have to move, and that's really what's making the difference in our values. In the U.S., they have almost no value, okay? I mean, cents. But if for tripe, we can get $1.50 if it goes to south of our border, that's just fabulous news. And so lots of opportunity. The dollar has come down in proportion to some of the other countries. Of course, everybody's looking at China, the big player in the marketplace.
Excited about all the international opportunities, Ann Anderson, who adds, though, that for the Beef Operating Committee, the choices of where to put money to get the most bang for the buck will be very difficult indeed later this month.
And you know, this year we're down about $4 million. Cattle numbers were down. People have held a lot of heifers back. And so it's going to be a real push in the operating committee to see how this money gets split up, what's going on with global growth, what's going on with the innovation and the need in the digital industry and the new product industry, tremendous needs for nutrition research, because that is the message that we are using to win in the consumer marketplace via the digital industry, okay? And so all those are going on. And of course, right here at this meeting, everybody's having to look at all the ARs, to score the ARs, because we are truly producer-driven in that those scores are what provides information to the operating committee, which is all producers, to decide how to invest that money to make the right decisions.
Seems like this the metrics, the scoring, it's being emphasized more than ever before. Is that because the dollars are so tight?
It's because dollars are so tight. Remember, we've only been doing it for 2 years, okay? And because we've been trying to decide exactly what the numbers meant, we had a meeting today, the officers got together, and then we met with the committee chairs and co-chairs on the scoring system. And a 5 is perfect. We don't expect very many. A 1 is really good. And then everything fills up between, because we really do not have any ARs that aren't a 1, that aren't good. They've been through enough filter till they're good. And so that scoring provides emphasis and direction. But that score says how well does this accomplish our strategic plan, okay? Everything ties to the strategic plan. Is it reach? Is it advocacy? What is it, okay? And what are we getting for it? And we're looking at something called the PEM, which is a measurement of what you get for against the reach and the those points in it. And so we've taken them apart. We're looking at them individually, all tied to the scores. But we are giving the operating committee more tools, more producer input, to try to make the right decisions for the industry using the people we've hired, their expertise. We have some great people on staff. But the real bottom line is those producers. And so that scoring system is one more tool in the toolbox to help them make the right directions.
Chair Lady of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Ann Anderson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.